famous companies using design thinking are PepsiCo, Braun, Bank of America, Bank of Ireland, GE Healthcare, Stanford Health, and many more. Based on the growth of job offerings in 2021, LinkedIn confirms that the top in-demand technical skills are web development, SEO, and design thinking. Today, in this session, we will discuss what exactly is design thinking and the five steps of design thinking with suitable examples, and in the end, we will have a look at a case study of Uber Eats. Now, let's jump into the major question. What is design thinking? What is design thinking and how is it helpful? Let me explain to you in a very simple way. Design thinking is extremely helpful in solving problems that are ill-defined or unknown. Design thinking is an iterative method that helps resolve user issues or redefines problems with the best solutions. Let's have a look at the example of design thinking here. As you can see on the right-hand side, the Heinz company came up with a unique and beautiful ketchup bottle design earlier. But they received complaints from users, like when the bottle is close to empty, the ketchup gets stuck at the bottom. To solve the issue, the company came up with a solution. The new upside-down bottle was very easy to use and had no issues of wastage. Now let's talk about the design thinking process steps. These are the five steps that are essential for the design thinking process. Empathize, define, ideate, prototype, and testing. Let's talk about empathize first. The initial step to follow in the design thinking process is to pay attention to the client's requirements. A user or its team should consider the user requirements. In short, they should step into their shoes and try to find a solution to their problems in the best way possible. The initial step here is to research the user's needs in order to get success in the entire process. Here, for user research, the designer should collect more details about the problem. Along with that, he should also note down the solutions that users have already tried. Knowing what solution did not work for the users helps the designers understand what solutions don't work, and it also helps them prevent from repeating the same solution. Asking the right questions to the user is essential. So in this stage, it is important to gather all the necessary details related to the user in order to find a suitable solution that will meet his needs and expectations. In short, it's necessary to know how the user feels while interacting with a certain app or product. For example, some of the common questions in this stage are, is the user comfortable in using the Zomato app? Does he like the user interface? What are the challenges he is facing while ordering food? Does the design of the application evoke feelings of frustration? What emotions does the user go through when navigating this app? In this case, designers should hear the complaints and create products that satisfy the user and make their lives easier. Without the empathy stage, the design process lacks all important user-centric quality, which helps the designer reach the success stage rather than failing. The next step of the design thinking process focuses everything on defining a problem. Every detail is collected from the research performed in the empathy stage. Some of the highlights in the stage are, what problems and bottlenecks are users coming up against? What is a major user problem that requires to be solved? The define stage will encourage the team to gather useful techniques in order to solve challenges with the least difficulty. Let's have a look at the example for the define stage. A common problem for mothers is managing kids alone during crucial times.
Now we need to come up with ideas for mothers where they can easily and quickly pick up groceries when they have sleeping kids in the car. Now you must be wondering, how can this be done? Well, this can be accomplished by collecting data, differentiating facts from opinion, consulting every piece of information and focusing on the major problem specifically, figuring out what expectation is violated, determining in which stage the problem lies. The defined phase's output helps an individual build a clear and creative idea in a human-centered manner. From this stage, an individual will start to progress to the third stage, that is the ideate stage, by asking relevant questions that will encourage a person to develop ideas or solutions. After strong research on user requirements, it is the right time to step into the next phase of the design thinking process, that is the ideate process.
This phase gives priority to creativity and ideation. In this stage, the designers will be performing ideation sessions and researching for new ideas. In simple words, the phase focuses on creative and curious activities such as brainstorming activity. Let's understand the phase with the help of an example. The problem statement is right on the screen. It says, a 20-year-old boy lives in a town and has a few requirements. Every day, he wants to use a car for 30 to 40 minutes trips, hardly 2 to 3 times per month. Now, let us look at the insight of this problem statement. The young boy doesn't prefer to own a car as it would be too expensive for him. Instead, he wants a solution where he can share the four-wheeler with others having similar needs. Here comes the important part. For the given scenario, let's look at what could be done in the ideation phase. Ask suitable questions to the user and come up with ideas based on their needs. Brainstorm your ideas with your team members. Uncover unexpected areas of innovation. Coming back to the question, as a subject matter, I would say that the suitable answer to this question is either using Ola Share or Uber Pool. However, the ideation phase's goal is to help the designer come up with strong ideas for the users. Moving on to the next phase, let us discuss prototype. In this phase, we can experiment and modify the errors found in the product. This phase is a mini version of the product. It validates solutions and tries to resolve obstacles. This stage has two types of prototypes. One is low fidelity and the other one is medium fidelity. Talking about low fidelity, it is a prototype suitable for the early stage of the process. However, medium fidelity is a prototype suitable for the last stage represented through storyboards. To explain this in a better way, let me give you an example. When the first version of the Apple Watch was launched in the market, that is in April 2015, it was a smaller version than the prototype model. In fact, the prototype of the Apple Watch was a full-sized iPhone with a Velcro strap attached to it. Thanks to the prototype phase, which gave another chance to the designers to come up with a better Apple Watch design. Now comes the last phase, testing. Once prototyping is done, we move to the testing phase. This stage gives importance to the user feedback based on the prototypes we have created. After your prototype is done, present it to your real users and get their feedback. Basically, in this stage, the user's feedback on the prototype stage is considered and improvements are made in the testing phase. These improvements help the designers redefine the original problem statement and offer new ideas and solutions. In this stage, it isn't necessary to just work on the prototype phase. The project's testing stage can often relate to the other stages in the design thinking process. Such as if you're working on creating a website and you notice a fault in the empathize stage, you need to work on it. The designer will be taken to the empathize stage and will be encouraged to understand user requirement in a better way. Next, he will be taken to the define stage and will be asked to change the way of defining problem statements. Next, he will be encouraged to come up with new solutions in the ideation stage. And finally, he will finalize a model and perform iteration in the prototype phase. Now it's time for a quick recap. Let us discuss everything in one go. In the empathize phase, get to know everything about the user for whom you are working. In the define stage, come up with the ideas based on the empathy phase's insights. Then comes the ideate phase, brainstorm and list down creative ideas. Next is prototype. Here you should finalize the designs. And the final stage is testing. And here you have to test and evaluate the result. Now let's take a look at the case study. Consider an example at the Uber company where they wanted to expand their business. They wanted to find customized and affordable food rate at the tap of a button. They wanted to launch an app for food lovers to build their social community. So what did they do? How did Uber Eats become popular? Uber Eats adopted design thinking by innovative thinking, where the team first gathered user requirements and collected data. The walkable program is where they physically visit locations in the city to study the food, people, and culture. In short, the team focused on defining problems. The team understood the different perspectives of every user and came up with ideas. Next, they opted for order shadowing. The team tests their prototypes by watching their customers' real-world experiences. Fireside charts is where they invite delivery partners, restaurant workers, and clients to work upon the feedback received on the application. The design thinking process has received good response because Uber Eats now operates in over 80 cities globally and is still on the rise. That was all about the tutorial on design thinking. The design thinking process serves as a strong foundation to formulate reliable strategies that result in good products. Now, we've reached the end of the video on design thinking steps. I hope it was informative and interesting. If you have any doubts about the concepts covered in the video, please ask away in the comment section below. Our experts are 24/7 ready to solve your queries. Thank you for watching, stay safe, and keep learning.
Hi there, if you like this video, subscribe to the Simply Learn YouTube channel and click here to watch similar videos. To nerd up and get certified, click here.